Chapter 6.
Thank God you're back. I've been swamped, Cassie greeted Lexi as she rushed in the back door to the bakery.
Sorry,
she said, grabbing a vintage pink and brown striped apron from the rack and securing it around her waist. I took Nan's over to the Tollivers to see if we could get the payment for all this. She spread her arms to indicate all the pastries they had made for the brunch that day. I can see by your face that you didn't. Nope. Xavier said he couldn't think of paying bills while his fiancé's murderer was loose. Lexi saw Cassie's face fall. Don't worry, we'll figure something out. Maybe I can get the equipment vendor to put us on a payment plan. In the meantime, let's get these goodies out into the cases so people can buy them. Lexi carried a tray of whoopie pies toward the gleaming glass display cases in the front. On the side that faced the street, she had set up a small area with coffee urns and tables for people to sit while they sipped coffee and ate pastry. Lexi's passion was baking in the kitchen, but she loved this part of her bakery the best because it was where she could interact with customers and show off her creations. She inhaled the aroma of fresh brewed coffee mixed with the sugary smell of baking while she gazed out the window at the scenic waterfall across the street. She had been lucky to get this storefront because it had a wonderful view of Brook Ridge Falls, the waterfall the town was named after. Fall was just starting, and this was her favorite time of year. The waterfall's beauty was highlighted by the color of the turning leaves, and for a moment, she was captivated by the scene. She was just about to start loading the case when she saw a familiar figure stroll by. Christian! Christian owned the beauty salon, Kleptomania, which was two doors down from Lexi's bakery, and he knew everything about everybody. Cassie, there goes Christian. Get him in here so we can pump him for information about the Tollivers. Cassie grabbed a Danish and ran out the door. Lexi watched through the window as she lured the young man into the bakery. Today, he was sporting an orange-tipped blonde spiky hairdo, which complemented his orange bowling shirt and matching orange basketball sneakers. Christian loved desserts. Lexi had his favorite, a German chocolate brownie oozing with sweet caramel topping, already on a plate. His eyes lit up when he saw her holding it out to him. "For moi?" he said, pointing at himself in an exaggerated manner. Lexi nodded. "We have an excess of baked goods." She spread her hands to indicate the loaded trays they had brought from the back room. "I was supposed to cater the party for the Tollivers today and, well, you heard what happened, right?"
"Heard about it. That's all they've been talking about in the shop this morning."
He leaned in toward Lexi and lowered his voice. "Most people think she deserved it. She was a real biatch." Lexi smiled to herself. She knew Christian couldn't resist good gossip. She took the opportunity to probe for more information. "I heard the sons hated her. Do you think one of them did it?"
"Bronson or Blake?" he asked, pursing his lips. "I doubt either of those two would get their hands dirty with something like that."
Lexi saw him eyeing the cinnamon buns, and she handed one over. Christian bit into it, rolling his eyes in ecstasy. "Heaven!" She grabbed a large bakery box and started filling it, while she waited for him to finish chewing. "So, who's the prime suspect, according to the gossip mill?" she asked, reaching over the counter with a napkin to wipe a big glob of frosting from his lower lip.
"Well, Mandy Pinterman thinks it could have been someone from her past. Apparently, Justine was just as bitchy when she lived back in Texas. I heard she had some nasty business with an old boyfriend there."
Christian screwed up his face. "But Xavier's old girlfriend, Trixie Waters, is a client too, and she was mad as a hornet when Xavier dumped her for Justine. She even said she was mad enough to kill." Lexi's eyes went wide. "Really? Do you think she could have done it?" Christian looked down at the last bite of his cinnamon bun, apparently considering Lexi's question.
You never know what people will do when pushed to their limits. He popped the last bite into his mouth, swallowing it almost without chewing. Well, I gotta get back to the shop. The afternoon rush will start, and I have 4 cuts and 3 colors lined up. Oh, wait, I'll give you some pastries to take with you. Lexi indicated the box she was filling. We have so many left over. I don't want them to go to waste. Not to mention the advertising opportunity with her bakery name on the box, she thought to herself. She finished tying up the box and handed it across the counter. Thanks, bunches. Christian turned to leave, bouncing his way toward the door, the box held high. Oh, one other thing, Lexi called after him. Do you know anything about Chastine's assistant, Candace? Did she get her hair done at your shop? Christian turned back to face Lexi. She was a strange one. She came in with Chastine, but never had anything done herself, although she could have used it. She was plain as a dormouse. But some highlights and the right cut could have done wonders. He paused, his eyebrows knitting together. Then again, her dull hair must not have hurt her too much in the romance department. I saw her with Bronson Tolliver once at dinner, and they seemed pretty cozy. He wiggled his eyebrows at Lexi, opened the door, and disappeared out onto the street.